You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm your host, Kurt Hosworth, in Studio A with two special guests today to talk about a spectacle happening in Marquette and a return of a spectacle, in fact, to the downtown Marquette area. We're speaking with Tina Harris from the Marquette Arts and Culture Center and with Nika Hatfield, who is the director this year of the 2019 Marquette Spectacle. So good day to both of you.
Good morning.
Hello.
So good to have you both in here. A bit of a return to a spectacle event, a spectacular event happening in Marquette, which is a celebration of the community and the artistic scene here, and passing the torch, as we spoke a little bit beforehand, about continuing the tradition of the spectacle. So, Tita, why don't we start with you? Tell us a little bit about maybe why it's important that this is coming back to the city of Marquette.
Yeah, well, this is the eighth year the city has produced the spectacle, formerly known as the Halloween Spectacle. We have rebranded and refreshed. It's now titled the Marquette Spectacle. And it started 8 years ago. There was this desire. There was a creative team that came together and was really wanting some kind of public display of pageantry and creativity that everyone could participate in. And we had artists Debbie White, percussionist Carrie Biolo, and dancer and choreographer Jessica Pasola. All of us got together to produce this real magical evening of the arts. And Halloween was just a great opportunity because people normally get dressed up at Halloween anyway. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now I think it's time to broaden it and to really... The intent was always to celebrate our creative community, our arts, and give a free art experience for that everybody could participate in. So we took a year off. We're back. We're adding some new elements, a formal parade on Washington Street, which anyone can be in. You don't even mm-hmm. have to sign up ahead. And then a festival atmosphere in Harlow Park, followed by a great finale and street dance. And it's led by Nika Hatfield, who's the artistic director this year. And she's really bringing helping with the new format and bringing a new vision to the spectacle this year.
Absolutely. And we have Nika in studio here as well to talk a little bit about her experiences so far in maybe wrangling all of this artistry together. And as you'd mentioned, Tina, too, that anyone can be involved. Well, I'm involved in it, too. So I was just at rehearsal with Nika the other day, and you're doing a fantastic job, I must say. So, but why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience so far?
Well, I have began in the spectacle as a performer for multiple years, and I love dance, I love music, I love expression. So when it kind of lined up for me to be able to direct this year, I was very excited. I knew I also had my work cut out to me. There are so many creative minds in Marquette, and it's so amazing to help bring all of them together into something that's cohesive and that shares the magic that we all have and shares that creativity we all hold, and creating a space that showcases that for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say that that philosophy really, I think, rings true for the mission of the spectacle and for the creative side of people in Marquette too, because mm-hmm. as a director, I've noticed so far that you're bringing these people together and then you're allowing them to do what they need to do. I mean, you're helping to get all that, you know, put together, and you've got the rundown of how things go from one to another. But otherwise, you know, you're letting people have those talents come out and let them shine, which is fantastic.
Well, I know that I could tell someone to do something, but they're going to do it 10 times better if it's something they're completely excited about. So...
Yep. Yeah. And I think that's a tenet of a good leader and a good way to go about bringing all of this community together. And with that, the exciting changes that we have this time with kind of making it a street fair atmosphere, getting a parade, I think pulling a lot of the elements of some of the past years together while still allowing for a large amount of freedom of expression, of artistry, and then for the community to come together. So we've got that parade that's happening at the beginning that'll take everyone down Washington Street. I'm going to see if I can remember all the details. So we go down Washington Street, and then we come up to Harlow Park, where there's going to be multiple events happening in kind of an open-air idea. And then if you were at the most recent spectacle, then that all culminates in the finale on the top of Harlow Park on the street there, and you've got the entire finale there, too. So really exciting things happening at the Marquette Spectacle.
Yeah, the spectacles, we've moved it everywhere. Who knows? It might move again. But people, what they loved about the Marquette Commons was this kind of collective gathering of the community to watch one thing and experience it together. Mm-hmm. What they loved about Washington Street downtown, the businesses, was the festival atmosphere. So this really now is a a marriage of all of it. And I think this could be the format that we'll stick with the pop-up performances and the parade and all the different levels of involvement. And this year, Nika's put a wonderful, she's given it a title too, which I really love. So you have to tell them about that.
Yeah. The title this year is Outre, An Alluring Dream. And Outre means everything strange and unusual. And I wanted to keep those vibes of Halloween, to keep that creativity open and kind of have people dig into their imagination and what they want to be. But bringing it into a dream atmosphere and thinking about what it means to leave reality behind for a night and court those childhood magical fantasies that we all have, kind of step back into a different reality just for one evening.
Mm-hmm. And with that, the freedom to be able to do all that in kind of a dreamscape, you've pulled a lot of different kinds of talent. Can you maybe let our listeners know some of the different kinds of talent in terms of what kind of instruments they're bringing and what kind of talents they've got on display?
Mm-hmm. We have the longtime log jam will be a part of it this year. Of course, we have Jess is returning as the queen of the night. We have the peak aerialists and Jim. I don't even know. Yeah, the gymnasts.
Peak gymnasts.
We have the Marquette Poets Circle and a bunch of improv dancers that I have been working with. Other groups of dancers. We have acro yoga. We have the fire spinners. So a lot of similar characters that we've seen in the past, but everyone's definitely bringing a new spin to what they're bringing to this year.
And then there's also some new groups. The Poet Circle is one of them. They're having a Mad Hatter tea party, but also installation artists. And one great thing is that Nika has the NMU as an NMU art and design senior, a connection. So bringing in installation art, I think, is very exciting. Local painter Gene Bertram is doing fire painting. People just kind of came to us and, you know, how can I get involved? And then we were able to place them. So there'll be a lot of diversity, and it's very intergenerational. I mean, you've got children to probably late 70s. It's for everybody, and it's accessible for everybody. It's definitely an all ages event.
Most definitely. And just a reminder, we are talking about the Marquette Spectacle and talking about an event that took a year off, but now bringing all kinds of new exciting things along with some familiar thrills to the spectacle happening in downtown Marquette. We're speaking with Tina Harris and Nika Hatfield, first from the Marquette Arts and Culture Center, and second, the artistic director of the spectacle this year. Tina or Nika, anything that you'd like to add about the spectacle this year?
I did want to say that I'm really excited working for the city and working with Parks and Recreation. I work in a division called Community Services, which is Parks and Rec, Senior Services and Arts and Culture, and having the spectacle happen in a city park, I think, is really beautiful. It's a beautiful park, and I think it's underutilized. The American Legion has been very welcoming. We've got the war memorial there, and the spectacle is very respectful of that memorial. So it's going to be a great way to engage the park and maybe have people see the park in a different light and interact with the park.
Yeah, absolutely. Nika, anything else you want to throw in?
I guess just that all of this is happening on October 12th and 4:30. Anyone can come and join in the parade, where it's beginning at the Marquette Commons, and from there the night will unfold.
Well, and you can also find information on Facebook. Look for Outre, An Alluring Dream, or look up the spectacle as well. And again, we've been speaking with Tina and Nika this morning. Thank you so much for telling us about this new experience of the Marquette Spectacle.
Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you.